The National Transportation Safety Board held hearings in East Palestine, Ohio on Thursday and Friday to further investigate the February derailment of a Norfolk Southern train carrying hazardous chemicals there. They're looking into causes of the accident and the subsequent response, including the burning of 5 tank cars of the toxic chemical vinyl chloride. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant covered them for us, and she joins me now. Julie, welcome.
Hi, Reed.
So, Julie, you attended a community meeting this week to preview the hearings. What can you tell me about that? What was said?
Yeah, well, before the formal hearings started, NTSB held a meeting for the community, and about 70 people showed up at the East Palestine High School auditorium. NTSB Chair Jennifer Hamendi said that at the investigative hearings, their goal would be to figure out what happened and why so they can issue safety recommendations. Residents were told they could not testify at the hearings because they're trying to get specific questions answered.
And what was the response from the community at this meeting?
Well, since the incident, there have been many public meetings. People sometimes have been angry and frustrated with environmental regulators, local and state leaders. But at this meeting, many seemed genuinely thankful to the NTSB, like Lori Harmon, who remembered seeing Jennifer Hamendi speak shortly after the derailment.
Everything that was being showed on TV, Facebook, whatever, it was not sincere. The day that I watched you on TV, I actually felt like there's actually an entity that is with us. With us. Do you understand what I'm saying? Does everybody understand what I'm saying? Finally, I feel like one entity out of all of them was you. And what you said that day touched me very deeply.
Okay, so now the hearing itself, what was the NTSB focusing on, and what were the subjects it would not touch on?
Hamendi told residents that they would not talk about the health or environmental impacts of the incident. When the hearing started on Thursday, they focused on emergency response efforts, including the way responders communicated about what was going on right after it happened, and a decision to vent and burn 5 cars filled with the chemical vinyl chloride. That's what led to the plume that left many worried for their environment and health. There were questions about why first responders didn't have quick and easy information about the contents of the derailed train cars, which they needed to react properly. Hamendi asked Norfolk Southern's Scott Deutsch why it took so long for East Palestine's fire department to get that information.
How is it that Norfolk Southern could provide the contractors responsible for cleanup with the information within 12 minutes of the derailment and took an hour to several hours before providing it to emergency responders?
Deutsch said he could not explain the time frame, but getting this information to first responders matters. If they'd known what chemicals were burning in those train cars, they would have known not to stand nearby trying to douse it. Emergency responders also brought up that they needed more training and funding if they were going to be prepared to respond to events like this.
So, on top of everything else, NTSB released thousands of pages of documents this week. From what you've been able to read so far, has anything stood out?
Well, the documents included the transcript of an interview with Keith Drabik, who, as East Palestine's fire chief, was the incident commander. This meant he needed to approve the vent and burn. There were concerns about an unplanned explosion if that didn't happen, and Drabik said he was told by one of the members of Norfolk Southern's emergency response team that he had just 13 minutes to decide whether to approve the vent and burn, and he felt he got blindsided and felt overwhelmed. At the hearing, he said he did give the go-ahead.
The final yes was given by me based on the consensus of everybody in the unified command that there was no other option. No objections were given to that during that meeting, or no other options were given at that point.
But there's some doubts that were raised at the hearing about the risk of an explosion, right?
Yeah, a representative from OxyVinyls, that's the company that owned the chemicals, said that based on their information, there was nothing that indicated a reaction was happening, and it told Norfolk Southern and its contractors that at least 3 times. Also, Dr. William Carroll of Indiana University said that the conditions at the time would not have caused an out-of-control reaction or catastrophic explosion. So this all raises questions about the system that's in place for making decisions in cases like this.
So a lot going on, a lot of communications, and maybe a little chaos too. What's expected to come from these hearings ultimately?
Well, NTSB is purely investigative and they make safety recommendations. So they're doing this assessment to figure out what sorts of new recommendations they might have to make. That could include training for first responders, emergency communication protocols, or new kinds of labeling for tank cars carrying hazardous materials. But ultimately, it will be up to the Department of Transportation to create new rules or Congress to mandate these recommendations.
Okay, that's the Allegheny Front's Julie Grant. Julie, thanks so much.
Sure thing, Reed.